Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from the Microsoft Cambridge offices here right next to Boston. It's just over there. I'm talking to the whole floor of data scientists to learn more about what are some really neat things that you can do with data science in your own projects. And I have a special guest here today. Tell us who you are, my friend.
Hi, my name is Ki Huang. I'm a data scientist based in Boston. And one of my research projects is job resume matching, which is the topic we are going to talk today.
Fantastic. So when you say job resume matching, you mean there is a job description and there's a couple thousand resumes and you're trying to match them somehow?
Yeah, thousands or millions of resumes and just trying to find the best match for this specific job opening.
Well, it sounds near impossible, so I'm excited for you to explain to us how you actually do it.
Yeah, sure. So before we go to the detail of the implementation, let's talk about what's the traditional way to do it. So for most of recruiting companies, the regular way is they have a resume, right? So they manually process this kind of resume, like what's the education level, what's the school, and what's the working experience, like the year, the company, and a specific date, right? And then when there's a new job opening, they kind of search the database. Like, okay, I need a PhD, I need a master's, and I need this major, like computer science, right? And then the search system. It's because they have a huge amount of resumes. So that's become a hard problem because you're just using some keywords to search this result and returning maybe thousands or millions. So they have to spend like at least 2 weeks to process only one job openings.
I see. So it would seem very taxing because then you would get all these thousands of results and they may or may not be ranked properly. You'll have to click each one and read it and see, oh, this is not it. And there's no way to give feedback to the computer to say, not this one.
Yeah, exactly. So basically there are two major challenges. The one is that, you know, they have to manually input this metadata, right? The school, the degree, and the major. Of course, you can use some tool to pass a resume, but there's no 100% accurate tool to do it, right? The other challenge is that sometimes using this kind of keyword searching is not very accurate. For instance, if a company is trying to find a CEO, right? It doesn't mean the candidate will only have the CEO experience. It could be a CFO, a CTO, right? Working in this industry for many years, right? So using the keyword searching may not work in some cases. And the other challenge is that most of the cases, they don't have this kind of metadata. So even a search, they cannot do it, right?
Yeah, of course. Because you might be searching for a CEO in a pool of people that have never been CEOs.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's definitely a good candidate in there.
Yeah.
So how does one even begin? I mean, because I mean, when we think of like unstructured text, all of a sudden as programmers, we're like, oh man, how am I going to write code for that? What are some strategies that you suggest that we can start to do this? Because my guess is that this will work not just for jobs and resumes, but for many other kinds of things.
Exactly. So the trick here is how to convert unstructured data, like the text, into some structured data. So basically numeric data, right? It's because a computer cannot handle text. Even you know, human can read text very easily, right? So the trick is how to do it. So here what we did is we're using some topic modeling to convert a free text into some vectorized features.
Awesome.
Yeah, so basically the topic modeling is it's kind of a statistical technique to try to find the latent semantic meanings or structures from a connection of corpus.
So by latent semantic meaning, you mean like we're trying to take a document and squish it down into whatever topic it might belong to. Like this is a DBA. Doesn't matter what their all the resume says, but this there's a lot of DBA stuff in here. There's a lot of programmer stuff in here, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of that. So the topic here is not the topic we're usually talking about. It's just a you know, a connection of words. For instance, if the computer can map a text to a topic space. Maybe this document is talking about animals. So probably you will see the words like cats, dogs, fishes, these kind of words, right? And if it's talking about financing, maybe you are talking about oil price, these kind of words.
I see. So the topic modeling, really what it's doing is it's finding representative words
yes.
that map to a topic that we can say, oh yeah, this is definitely financial. Oh, this is definitely animals yeah. because you, I see. So it's not actually doing a summary.
It's not summary.
Finding the representative words for a topic that we should come up with.
Exactly. So each word is associated with a weight, right? So for instance, bank, right? Bank have different meanings, mm-hmm. right? For instance, it can be appeared in different topics. Maybe it's talking about the bank mm-hmm. who you can borrow money, mm-hmm. right? Or it's a bank of a river,
I see.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because it has different meanings. Maybe it's in different context.
So how do we do that? How do we come up with documents and then sort of like a series of words that might represent topics out of all of our documents?
So there are many existing algorithms to do this, like ALDA, mm-hmm. the latent distributed allocation, mm-hmm. or ALSA, so it's a latent semantic analysis. Mm-hmm. So there are many algorithms that mm-hmm. can do it. Mm-hmm. So the trick is you need to have enough corpus to train this topic model, mm-hmm. right? In order to, because it's a statistical model, you have to be statistical significant, right? Then
I can see.
Learn, okay, this is about animal. So you will learn all the words that associate with the animal topic, mm-hmm. right?
So how do you do that? I mean, my guess is I'm going to draw this out mm-hmm. the way I would think about it, right? I have my job description, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have resume one, and then all the way down to resume N, right?
Yeah.
What do I do with it? Because this is just a series of words, right, that are in each document mm-hmm. or each resume, and there's just tons of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do to get this sort of topic modeling done?
So the first step is we have to pre-process in this text.
Mm-hmm.
We need to tokenize it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can apply ngrime tokenization to this raw text mm-hmm. file, and then you plug in to a topic model mm-hmm. to train these topic models. So there are many ways to do it. You can either train a job-specific topic model and a resume topic model. So it's two separate topic models. Or you can just train a unified topic model. You put the resume and the job description file together to train a topic model, right? So this will do the conversion. So it's a kind of a data transformation. But train this model first, and then if there's a new job description file or resume, you just apply this text on this with this topic model, and then it will output vectorized features.
So now I'm thinking about, so this, from what I heard, it goes into LDA or LSA, right?
Yeah.
But my sense is that these things take numbers, right?
This thing takes tokens.
Ah, tokens,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a token is effectively each word in each document.
Yeah, so it's not necessary to be just one word. It could be two words together or three words together. Just mm-hmm. like I said, you can apply ngrime, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, the more words you learn, the longer it will take to mm-hmm. train these topic models, right?
So do you have to feed it? So I guess I don't understand. So when I have this resume, I'm feeding certain words into it to try to generate a topic, or does this generate the topics for me?
It will take all the words. Of course, you can apply to remove all the stop words, because uh-huh. this kind of stop words is useless, right?
Yeah.
And of course, you can get all the, maybe there are some documents that have some tags,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can add these tags as well into the training model. So you plug in all those tokens into a model, and the model will iterate to learn what kind of, of course you have to specify how many topics you want to learn,
uh-huh.
right? So that's kind of a tricky part, because there's no guaranteed way to tell you, okay, you choose 50 topics, it will give you the best result, mm-hmm. or 100.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do some experiment, right?
And each topic is the set of representative words?
Words, yes.
Okay.
And each word is associated with a weight to that specific topic.
I see. And so the higher the weight that word has, the more influence it has with that topic. And then you have those words are in each of these resumes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so if this resume has this word a lot, it means that it might belong to that topic.
Yeah.
And you can literally count these things. Like resume two might also have those words, but not as many. And you can get a percentage of belonging to that topic.
Yeah. So the input for this LDM model, so I'm supposing you have already learned this LDM model, right? Mm-hmm. The topic model using some corpus, right? So if there's a new resume coming, you do the same thing, like remove the stop words, tokenize, any pre-processing you want to do, okay? And then plug in, apply this type model, and the output will be a vector of numbers. Say if you have 50 topics, then the dimension of this vector is 50. So each number represents the probability this resume is talking about on this specific topic.
I see. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have probabilities here ranging between 0 and 1, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is you can say, oh, this topic is more CEO topic. This topic feels more programmer topic. This mm-hmm. feels like more HR topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the distribution of the probabilities here and say, wow, this would be a really good candidate. This person knows a lot about CEO stuff and knows a lot about HR, and that's who we want.
Yeah, actually, that's a second step.
Oh, I
we
see.
Let the machine to learn that pattern, like whether this guy is more focusing on these topics and then it's a good match or not.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first step. We do the data transformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get these numerical features.
Mm-hmm.
And then we apply some machine learning algorithms. Like one easy way is to apply a binary classification,
mm-hmm.
right? Either a good match or a bad match.
Oh, I see. So we're being even smarter than that.
Yeah, so you don't have to manually do it. Let the machine do it.
Oh, I see. So now from here, we're making, like, for example, some decision tree or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That says, oh, look at this. We're going to feed this in, and it looks like, oh, look, they belong to this class.
Yeah. So usually that involves millions of resumes
mm-hmm.
to do the matching, right? So you see, that pattern can be learned if you have enough, you know,
topics and
enough topics and learning samples.
I see. So here's the question, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm always concerned about, like, hey, it's cheating if you use the training data and then test it too. It
mm-hmm.
feels like we're using these resumes to generate the LDA, the mm-hmm. or LSA model,
yep.
the topic models.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come up with the topics, but then we're using these resumes again?
No.
Okay.
So we're using some resumes and the job description files to learn the topic model, right?
Mm-hmm.
This part is okay, right?
Uh-huh.
And of course, we already have our data set, our historical records, like, okay, I interviewed this guy and it's a good match.
Which
and
are different
interview this
records.
Guy, yeah, it's a different record.
I see.
Yeah.
And so, for example, over here we have sort of some extra data of, like, this person was good for this job.
Yes, exactly.
Right? This person not good for this job.
Yes.
I see. And so this is not the same data. So we use this data to do the topic modeling.
Mm-hmm.
We pass in a new resume, and then once we do that, then we build a decision tree based upon this resume being passed through this model. You get these numbers,
yes.
You build it with these data, and now anytime something new comes in, you pass it in, it does the assignment, and then it says, look, I think they should be, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, man, this is nice. So, I mean, did you implement this already? What
yeah,
were
yeah.
some of the tools that you used to implement this?
We have implemented this, and we're working on a solution package.
I see.
One thing I have to mention is that, have you ever seen a problem here with this architecture?
Well, I guess I don't know enough about how this is working to be able to figure it out.
Okay.
So what would be the problem then?
So the problem is, say you have millions of resumes, right? You're given a new job opening. You want to apply this talk modeling. So you have to do this, like, millions of matching or
uh-huh.
classification,
uh-huh.
right? So that takes, maybe sometimes it takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do it smarter, is that actually you don't need to match all those resumes, right?
I see.
For instance, if the job opening is for a software engineer,
mm-hmm.
then in your database, you have a resume for software engineer, HR, finance, all kinds of disciplines.
Uh-huh.
So you don't need to match all of all those resumes.
Oh,
right?
I see. So we have some metadata to help us simplify this process a little bit.
Well, sometimes we don't have this kind of metadata. It's a problem at the very beginning, right?
Uh-huh.
So how do we do it?
That's a good question.
Yes. So that's the second problem we have to handle, right? So we don't need to match all of all the resume we have. So maybe we can apply some kind of level of filtering.
Uh-huh.
We we apply some like search to filter most of the irrelevant resumes. Right?
So that is what we did before. So that's what we did initially, right? We did a search and found 1,000. We're like, I can't read all these, but we'll do the search, find 1,000, and then put them into this.
Yes, exactly.
I see. And so we're restricting the space based upon certain keywords, for example.
Yeah, actually.
I see. Oh, I see the problem now. See, because my understanding is that we were only feeding one of these resumes in. But effectively, if you're trying to find the perfect candidate, you'd have to feed them all in. And yeah. This becomes very computationally expensive.
Yes.
Exactly. I see.
And so in most of the case, it's just you have a new job opening, you want to find candidates, mm-hmm. right? So the candidates is always has a large numbers and jobs, yeah. right? Of course, you also have the case like you have a resume, you want to find an opening job uh-huh. for this guy. But in that case, the problem size is much smaller.
So one of the things that I've heard recurrently when I've been here is this notion of a solution template. What mm-hmm. is that?
Well, solution template or solution package is a connection of procedures we do to handle a problem. So maybe we can give you some sample data set. We build the whole thing. You just click a button, or you can easily implement the whole pipeline. So for instance, train those topic models and train these classification models, and then the web service as well.
And so effectively, it's like a one button deploy this example, mm-hmm. so you can see how it runs, and then you tweak it for whatever it is that you're working
yes.
on.
Yes. So you can just simply replace the sample data set with your own data set. Of course, sometimes it's a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to do a little bit modifications.
So this is pretty impressive. Where can we go to find more about this? Is there a paper that you've written or somewhere we can find this?
We have a machine learning blog published regarding the work we mm-hmm. worked with Russ Reynolds, which is a New York-based executive search firm. So
fantastic.
They are focusing on C-level candidates, mm-hmm. only searching for CEO, CFO, or directors. So in that case, the problem is more specific. Mm-hmm. For instance, most of the cases, we can just train one topic model, right? Mm-hmm. The job and the resume, put it together, train one topic model. But in that case, we have to train two different topic models. The reason is that, like I mentioned, if it's trying to find a CEO, right? But the candidates may not require to have CEO experience.
Right, I see.
So if you just use the keyword search, you may not find some enough candidates.
So this is really interesting. I look forward to the solution template. Hopefully we'll have it. And whenever we do, no pressure, right? We'll put it in a link below so you can see how this works. But this is really exciting because my particular passion was NLP when I did studies. And I loved seeing the computer reason about things that normally you wouldn't think a computer could reason about.
Yeah. So that's one thing we can leverage today, because we're living in a big data year, right? Mm-hmm. So you can learn these patterns using machine, you can train this topic model to find those latent semantic structures using machine. And the machine will do everything for us.
Yeah, and not only that, it won't complain. And it will work all weekend with no complaints. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. This is really neat to see how you were doing some unsupervised learning coupled with supervised learning to get a really interesting sort of recommendation system built out.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Again, we are here in the Cambridge, Massachusetts office of Microsoft talking to a bunch of data scientists about how you too can do data science. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. Take care.